Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Yeah. All right, time to kick off Daily Pop. First up, is this really supposed to be Nicki Minaj? What went wrong with this wax figure? Also, would you rub Tiffany Haddish's feet for good luck? That'll all make sense in just a minute. And Selena Gomez is talking love and why she doesn't need a man right now. Mm. All right, guys, but let's start with this image that we cannot unsee. It's Nicki Minaj's wax figure. Yeah, a lot of fans have a lot of thoughts on this one. Here it is. Does that even look anything like her?
Okay, first of all.
It looks like something that Duff made on Cake Boss. Like, somebody wanted a Nicki cake for, like, an Anaconda party, and that's what they came up with.
Yeah, I really, it's so bizarre. Like, I don't know how somebody made this and was like, yep, we got a winner here. Looks exactly like her. Like, it almost looks like it looks like part of Nicki and combined with another celebrity, and I can't quite figure out who it is. It almost looks like, I don't even
think about it.
Like, I don't know.
It's I've seen that face. It's just not Nicki Minaj's face.
It's not Nicki Minaj.
It's parts of Nicki Minaj. It's just not all the way there.
But you know what it is, though? I just read that she said that she likes her wax figure and that she went ahead and approved it back in 2015. So I think what happened was they gave her wax figure and she was like, I don't like my nose right there. I don't like my cheek right there. I think Nicki Minaj probably thinks she looks like that.
No
way! No.
This girl doesn't even hold a candle to her.
That's what I'm saying, but she approved it.
Nicki Minaj has a nicer bum than that. Like, I'm gonna give her bum more credit than the wax figure
does. Yeah, it doesn't even look like her body.
And you're right, it was from 2015, but it's like now everywhere on the internet because Berlin just got it, and reportedly the same figure, and now everybody's freaking out because they're like, again, like, what is this? Like, do you... I don't know. A lot of the times these wax figures don't match up, but every once in a while they're good.
Kris Jenner's wax figure, the one that she has in her house sitting there. Do you know the one I'm talking about? It is identical to Kris Jenner. Like, I have no idea how, like, some can be so great and then some look like that.
Yeah, because Kris Jenner called Raj Kanodi and was like, listen, I'm gonna need you to help these people out and get this face right, and I'm gonna pay you on
the
side.
It's identical.
The one you showed me this morning?
Oh, I'm gonna show everybody. It was Naomi Campbell.
Oh, yes.
Have y'all seen Naomi Campbell's wax figure?
That?
Do we have the photo? Do we have the photo?
I don't know.
We don't have the photo.
Oh, Jesus.
No! That looks like Naomi Campbell in Men in Black, like an alien version
yes.
of her.
That looks like Naomi Campbell got stuck in Coachella for 2 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
And here's the thing. It is such an honor for these celebrities, and I think they feel bad saying they don't like it because it is a big deal to get a wax figure made of you,
especially
Madame Tussauds. But you're like, that looks terrible.
Remember
when
we did that together, when we went to the wax museum?
Yeah,
that was good afternoon. We had lunch, three of us, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right, moving on now. Did you know that Tiffany Haddish has magical feet? Well, Salma Hayek is on Fallon, and she swears by Tiffany's feet's powers.
She has these mojo bunions. I promise you. One day she was complaining about it, and I said, girl, give me that food. And I rubbed it like the Aladdin lamp or like the Buddha belly.
Yeah.
I rubbed the bunion, and my life changed.
you're
she
saying...
has a magical bunion.
I was Tiffany Haddish. I'd be on the phone with Gloria Allred right now for defamation of character, because if I'm single in Hollywood and I have somebody on national TV talking about how I had a bunion,
yeah,
we're going to court.
But it's a magical
bunion. It's a magical bunion. Wait, what exactly is a bunion again? It's like when it...
I think it's whenever you have like a big bump on your
foot. Let me show you what it looks like.
What is a bunion?
Look, Kirsten, give me your
foot. I don't got a bunion!
But it's when it's like it goes out on the top, right? She doesn't have a bunion. Is that the only bunion you have? That joke wasn't gonna work. Forget it.
You know what it looks like? No. It looks like when your foot like has another extra toe by the other toe. So it's like right by like you have an extra toe coming out the big one.
On the side.
Yeah, like your knuckle's extra big.
I'm good on bunions.
Yeah, you have to get those taken out sometimes because they can be very painful.
Wow.
Anywho, but would you rub someone's feet if they told you, there was this thing out there that it was good luck?
No, I feel like that's what like college guys do to girls. They're like, no, it's fine. Like, you should try it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not rubbing somebody's feet luck.
I mean, it depends. Like, if it's your partner, maybe.
Yeah,
I'm not, like, big into feet play.
I'm not into feet either.
Just me.
Do you have any weird superstitions about luck? I know I can't talk today. It's fine.
I'm obsessed with you, Chris, in a real way. Superstitions about luck.
I believe in four-leaf clovers.
Do you? I think, like, when a ladybug lands on you, that's always really like, oh, like, that's a nice touch. That's lucky. Or, like, when you go through a yellow light, I always knock on my roof.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you on The Price is Right. I'm like...
Have you guys heard the good luck when a bird shits on you?
Yeah.
That literally happened to Shannon the other day on his face.
No!
Yes! We took Chase to the park, and we were walking down the sidewalk. He goes, you got to be kidding me!
So was it dripping down?
On
like,
the
tell
cheek.
Us.
Oh! On the
was
cheek.
It white?
It was not white. It was like goo, and he wiped it so fast. It was. And I'm like, he's like, I'm just gonna go and
I can't deal with the goo substance. I know.
He's like, I'm hoping this brings me good luck. I'm like, I'm proud of you for thinking that way, because all I would think is,
no, Justin, I can't do the fake throw up. I will literally, throw up.
I just looked quickly. I knew that my situation here would make me vomit very quickly. But yeah.
Ugh. We're happy he's recovered. Let's talk about
somebody else.
Okay, Selena Gomez. She is getting intimate in WSJ magazine. There we learn her song, I Want a Boyfriend, came after she texted her friend Julia Michaels saying she wanted a man. But Selena also says that she's okay on her own. She admits, quote, I love going to my room at the end of the day, just me and my dog. I got the full granny panties situation stretched out in my bed.
Aww.
I love that. What do you guys think? Do you need a boyfriend to feel like your life is where you truly want it?
No. I don't. You.
No, let me tell you what happens. I mean, I've been single for quite some time.
How long have you been single? And count the last
for
one.
Real single.
For real
for
single.
Real, for, real,
don't
for real single?
Lie. About it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say I've been in LA for 10 years.
I'm talking about from now since the last boyfriend.
Yeah. Almost 2 years. 2 years in March. Yes. Yes.
No, that was not right. That long
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it's 2 years in March, and I know because he got married.
That was a rough one. Yeah, okay.
But what I will say is, when I was younger, I always craved a relationship.
Yes.
I always craved love, and I used to make decisions based on, you know, what would bring me the most love, where I could meet people, you know, putting myself out there. And I feel like now I've gotten to a place where I'm so comfortable with myself that it's almost scary.
It's hard to almost sort of let go of your routine and let someone in and be in a relationship, because then you've been thinking about yourself for so long and making yourself happy, that it is a slippery slope of like, I don't want to do things differently. I don't want to have to compromise. And I'm really in a place right now, going off of what you said, where I am loving going home and having dinner by myself, or I'm taking care of myself. I'm not having to answer to any... I hate you. I wasn't alone last night. I'm not alone every night.
Oh, I saw her on a date last night.
I ran into Justin on a, not a date, on a hangout. Of course, he walked in. He was like, I'm like, God damn it, man.
By the way, let me just let you guys know, there is a table that has like, I call it the hoe table. It has like plants around it and you can't really see it. So I was like in the hoe table like this, like, and she didn't see me for like 10 minutes. I had a whole drink at that
other
table.
Wait, how close were they sitting?
Oh!
Was this a corner couch?
No. It was a table for six, and you can swear it was a booth for one and a half.
Oh!
I caught her ass.
Back to me being alone and happy about it.
Yeah.
I think when you're in a relationship, I was like, really, God, thank you. When you're I think people come when you are happiest by yourself.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think people do get
all that.
Yeah,
they
do. People get stuck in their ways too, and it gets to the point where they're so used to being alone that it's hard to adjust their lives to open their hearts and open their lives up to somebody else.
Totally.
And it sometimes will take like a close friend or someone like you truly, truly, truly are head over heels for you to realize like maybe I am just been closed off for 2 years or 3 years.
But I also
I don't think you should feel bad about feeling happy by yourself. And I don't
think that
you should feel like
you should be happy by yourself so you can add to the one half of your relationship.
Yeah, but don't get comfortable in it and don't be alone and a hoe because you become a hoe. Hobbit, I've done that before.
Right.
Where you're like a hobbit just coming out your house to get some D and going back into your house after you get the D.
Yeah,
and then it's a lot. It's fun, but it's a lot.
And it is emotionally, it does cause you to be emotionally guarded.
Yeah.
And then, and also, do you really fall in love the same way as you did when you were younger? Like, I don't think you do. I don't think it kind of comes.
I don't know. Tell me about it. Yeah,
I don't think it comes out of your, you know, when you're 23 or 24, you're like, God, I'm obsessed with this person. I love this. But now it's like, it's intellectually, do you guys connect? You know, spiritually, like all of these different levels.
You know
like,
yourself you're more.
So you're not like blown away by somebody. So then you kind of, you get stuck in a place where you're like, is anyone ever really going to be good enough? You at some point have to just be like, this is a person where we match up in most ways and I can see us starting a relationship. It's not this like butterfly, it's what I'm struggling with. Like I don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you also overthink
everything
so
in the
much.
World, except what I'm wearing. Like the only thing I don't overthink.
You do get the butterflies though. You get the butterflies, but
for the
then
ones
I think
that
you
don't
talk
want
yourself
me.
Out.
The ones that don't want me. I'm like, where, hello,
listen
hello?
To this. Listen to this.
Where, you call, yesterday I got a text. He's like, how are you? I'm like, I'm fine. Are we going to dinner or not? Don't text me anymore. But the one who wants to go to dinner, I'm like.
So is this the one you went to dinner with last
no,
night?
No, I like the one I went to dinner with. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm, I'm figuring
out. She really likes the one she went to dinner with last night.
Oh, I could tell.
Oh, God.
And I got a table right across so I can be just.
Oh, we joined them after. It was a good old family time.
Oh, great old time.
Cute.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, you need his approval.
He was like, I'm like.
Let me know when you want me and Chase to join you.
No,
so you
totally.
Can get the full.
Oh, he sat down and
said,
like, do you want
effect.
A drink? He goes, just water. I was like, really? This is what you're showing up to
do? I had to stay sober to take everything in. So when she tried to lie here today and be like, oh, I'm so comfortable by myself and alone, I'm like, yeah, come on. Let me get the photos out.
All right, guys. Up next, Gwyneth Paltrow just told us everything she eats in a day. And it's a little wild.
I watched
We're
the whole
talking
thing.
Oil pulling, IV drips, octopus. Would you eat this stuff? She actually doesn't like the octopus.
No, no, Chris, no spoilers.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. It's like the most serious thing we've talked about ever.
If you like a good murder mystery story, you'll love June's Journey, a free hidden object mobile game where Detective June Parker unravels the mystery of her sister's death. Travel back to the beautifully illustrated 20s, find clues, discover hidden objects, and watch the story unfold with new chapters released weekly. Put your detective skills to the test. Download June's Journey on Android or iOS or play online via Facebook games.
Time for Gwyneth Paltrow. Okay, it's our edition of Would You Do It? Featuring her listening to the Goop Queen, detailing part of her morning ritual and a new video for Bizarre. Take a look.
First thing I do when I wake up is oil pulling with coconut oil. So I have raw organic coconut oil. I put a spoonful in my mouth. While I'm opening curtains and everything, I'm sort of swishing it around. It's an Ayurvedic way to remove bacteria from the mouth.
Okay.
Ugh, lover, queen.
It really does not get any more Gwyneth than that. Oil pulling, have you done it?
No, but I think I'm going to now. I mean, she's my queen, hands down, whatever she says. I'm like, yeah, uh-huh, perfect.
Do you remember when this first became a thing, I tried it for probably a month.
Ooh, good for you. Committed.
I hated it.
So you just
hated it.
But it's like mouthwash. You just swish it around and spit it out. You don't swallow it, right?
Yep. I'm getting grossed out just thinking about it again. It was just a terrible experience.
It's kind of, what's the consistency like? Is it goopy?
It is oil. It is coconut goopy oil, and you're supposed to just push it through your teeth and pull it back through your teeth, and then it's just nasty, and then, like, it's all over your lips, and it's...
I will say this.
Not for me.
I will say this. I love Gwyneth Paltrow because as a customer of Goop, I buy things from there. Mm-hmm. I like that if she is going to recommend it to her customers, she is going to try it.
Yes, absolutely. This is her.
This is her. She goes there. She's not a celebrity that just puts her name on something and says, oh my God, get this product. She actually goes out and tries it. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to know that you tried that $750 Yanni egg in your hoo-ha before I put it in my hoo-ha.
Right.
That's a good question.
It's a very good point.
It's good for her. It's a great moment.
She really believes in everything she puts out. I mean, you know me. I'm not big on research. I watched this entire video, and I would do everything she says. We're the same.
I want to ask you. So the next thing that she talks about, she tells the magazine, this is on the cover of Bazaar, which is out January 21st, if you want to pick it up. But before lunch, she has two glasses of water and coffee. Mm-hmm. At the gym, she has water with her Goop Glow, which is like vitamin C.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
And then after breakfast, after her workout, she likes to have a protein smoothie.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty normal, peanut butter, right?
Yeah, and I think it's also easy to sort of keep up with a diet if you have a consistent schedule, right? Like, I could probably do a better job. I mean, my schedule's pretty consistent every day. She doesn't like dill.
Yeah, but it starts so early.
It does. That's also really tricky, because by 11, I'm like, what can I eat? But
yeah.
She doesn't like dill. I also don't like dill, so we have that. And she doesn't eat octopus because they're smart. And I don't eat octopus because it's gross. But other than that, like, I can't with the octopus.
Yeah, her thing about octopus was that she went down a rabbit hole one day of learning about the animal.
Smart they
are. And it really, I guess, just touched her. She just like, they're just too smart to eat.
I totally get that.
This I've not done, but I would love to try it. To kill a hangover, she loves a good IV drip.
Ha-ha! Don't we all?
Yeah, I don't love an IV. I don't like a needle in the arm. It makes me feel like I don't have control. I get panic attacky.
I'm telling you right now, if I go to Vegas, the first thing I book is the hotel, the next thing I book is the flight, and then after that I book the IV.
It's the best thing, it sounds like.
It's the greatest thing in the world. You no longer have to struggle through a hangover. And I say this because at 25, getting over a hangover was so easy. For some reason, at 33, it takes me 4 weeks.
No, it's impossible. It really, if you go hard, going hard is not an option anymore. But they also will do the IV patches. So you can stick a patch on your arm and it'll infuse your body or your bloodstream with all of the vitamins you need to get out. But honestly, a hangover is just, there's no cure for a hangover.
How much
you drink
are those
a lot
IV
of water.
Thingies?
Priceless.
It depends.
They're priceless.
But
you could
do a little trade out. JK, JK.
Yeah, Next Gen Health has them for like $110. But I'm telling you, you get your life back in a minute. And a lot of times when you fly or when you travel, you also forget to take in all that water.
Oh.
So you're dehydrated as
you know
as
what you also need? You need to drink a lot of water on a flight. And you know what your best friend is on a flight? Compression socks.
I know. I should have done it on the trip.
Socks.
I was like, all of a sudden I'm swelling.
It's the only way. Sometimes I can't put my shoes on and then I got compression socks and I am ready to go.
You look so sexy on the flight.
Meanwhile, you know me. I look like I do in the morning.
All right, here's another question for you. Would you rather do a movie that a ton of people watched or one that gets nominated for a ton of awards? So Rob Lowe just told the Television Critics Association his Netflix Christmas movie, Holiday in the Wild, has been viewed more than The Irishman. So would you rather have the accolades or the popularity?
I'm going to be honest here and say that I'm on Daily Pop, and it's not the number one show on daytime TV.
What?
That lies?
Says who?
You are spewing lies.
No, what
lies.
I'm saying is we don't have, you know,
what
the
ratings
View.
Are you looking at?
I'm saying we don't have the ratings like The View, or we don't have
we're
any
not,
of those
we're
things.
We're also on cable.
Okay,
but
cable.
Yes, I get what you're saying. I'm just kidding.
But what I'm saying is when I go out in public and people come up to me and say, oh, my God, I love your show. It's so relatable. It's so fun. You know, you got me through cancer or, you know, kind of just getting my kids back. It kind of sucks because I can't watch your show anymore. That, to me, is a sign of success, that people really
connect
with the show. And let me just let you know, girls, know something. The TSA agents out there, thank you so much. For some reason, we are big with TSA
agents. Every time I came back from Mexico, and she's like, oh, you're from that show. And spent 15 minutes with me going through customs. She's like, the girl from Global Entry's not here today, but this is the number you can call.
Yes.
I was like, so nice.
I know.
The illegal shit y'all do for us at TSA.
Yes.
I just want to say that we appreciate
you. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you taking us through that back door when you're not supposed to.
I don't know what her connection is with flight attendants. The same thing happened to me on my flight to Miami. She's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then she came to me, she's like, I'm sorry for freaking out and screaming it. I was like, no, it's totally fine. I'm excited to meet you.
It's
like,
so
this is fun.
It's when you travel and you get out of the bubble, everyone, because everyone here, my favorite line, everyone's like, I don't watch a lot of TV. Bitch, you watch TV.
You know exactly what I had on 2 days ago. You don't have shit
to do. Okay, I don't watch a lot of TV. You don't have a man or a friend. You have time for television.
True that.
Thank you.
Or a job.
Or a job.
Yes, absolutely.
With skull, like
all
it's
right, well, we asked you guys what Nicki Minaj's new wax figure looks like. Let's read some of the comments you guys put in on Twitter. So Tara says, it looks like a mix of Nicki Minaj and Selena.
Mm-mm. I was going to say that,
no.
I swear, but I halted it because I was like, I didn't
Gomez
know if that was inappropriate.
Or like?
Original Selena.
Like,
it looks so much like Selena, but I didn't. Thank you for saying that.
Read the next one. This is funny.
Okay, Carly says it looks like Joanna Gaines.
I couldn't imagine Joanna Gaines having 10% of that ass.
Oh, can you imagine Joanna Gaines taking that photo with the chain?
Joanna Gaines has 5 kids, honey. Let me let you know, she has taken a photo or 2 like that.
This is
Do
true.
Do it, Joanna. Okay, and Kelly says it looks like Kourtney Kardashian trying to be Nicki Minaj. I get that.
I can see that, too.
I can see it's a little Kourtney.
A little bit
teensy,
of Kourtney in there.
Teensy.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not Nicki. All right. Coming up, you guys, Vanderpump Rules stars Jax and Brittany are holding off on getting pregnant because of a friend's wedding. Would you do that? We'll discuss when we come back.
Okay, baby names, when, you know it's going to be
clarify what's going on right now with our baby making. So let's get this out there.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, we went and started 1 month, and then... Stassi and Lala's wedding, and we're in it. So that's a problem.
Okay, short version is that we're trying to make sure that we can make it to Italy for Stassi and Beau's wedding and that I'm not stuck back home because I'm too pregnant. So we're trying to plan it out.
That's Vanderpump Rules stars Jax and Brittany on Watch What Happens Live last night. Brittany doesn't care if she's pregnant during her best friend's weddings. She just doesn't want to be too pregnant that she can't travel for them.
Mm.
Do you hold off a pregnancy for a friend?
It depends on what they did at my wedding. If you came to my wedding and you had a good time, I'm gonna do the same thing. The other thing is, how good is the turn up gonna be? Like, are you marrying somebody who's sober so the wedding's dry?
Mm.
If that's the case, I'm gonna come pregnant. But if you get married and we're gonna celebrate the last 12 years of your wholeness, then I'm not gonna get pregnant.
Yeah, I don't even think it's for a friend. I think it's for you, what you said. It's like whether you want to enjoy the wedding. And it's fine if you're like 3 months pregnant or whatever, but she doesn't wanna be. I understand 8 months, she's also gonna have to be filming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And what I love about that, you can tell they really are all such good friends and she really does care to be there for her, which is nice.
You would do that. You would do that to me.
Get pregnant at your wedding? No.
You would?
I'm gonna be too old by the time you get married. Bam on that one, thank you.
I pray to the universe that you have that one night stand with some disgusting dude in Arizona when I get married. And you get pregnant at 50, and now you have to do it all by yourself.
She
went left. I took the 405, he's taking the 101.
I hope you get pregnant for some dude named Brad who sells mortgages in Arizona.
Yeah, right. Like, this girl's gonna drop anything for a Brad who sells mortgages. Anyway.
Oh my God. I know a lot of friends that do this, and I think it goes back to, like, you're right, it's what they wanna do. It's like, if you're getting married in Mexico or you're getting married somewhere fun, and you're like, here's the thing, what did Stassi say? She's getting married
in Rome?
Italy, yeah.
Yeah, so
which
you're
is
like,
in Rome. Which is in Italy.
You wanna be able to have fun, right? You wanna make the most of that trip.
But you better come and not show anybody that baby bump at my wedding. I'm just letting you know.
That's the other thing, too.
Like, don't be like...
And also, because that could be a storyline.
Oh.
Just saying.
My best friend got pregnant right before my wedding. Like,
oh,
a couple
my
months.
God.
No, not like
How
right
did
before.
That go?
She was like, it went great.
Let's call the friend. We have the friend on the line.
She was not happy to be there because I got married in the Keys and like Zika, and it was like a whole thing.
Oh, she still came, though.
She still came. She was still there. She still was like the best maid of honor ever.
You think that she had a choice?
Yeah.
To not come? After Carissa put her in the program and got her the dress?
Were you a little like, you really have to get pregnant right now? A little bit. She's not going to see this.
What did you say whenever she said, I don't think I can go because of Zika or like...
You would have flipped your
head. I would not have. I would have been sad. I would have been like super, super sad. But at the same time, like, what can you do? Like, you got to put your baby before anything.
Mm-hmm. Let's phone a friend.
Yeah.
Let's phone a friend.
What is it? Oh, but it worked out. Nobody got bit, and it was fine.
That's very nice of her to come.
It was really cool of her to come, because I'm like, now that I've been pregnant, like, I avoided going to Miami during that time, and I was like, ooh, well.
Yeah.
You're a good friend.
Yes.
These two are just everywhere. So Jax, of course, was on Pop of the Morning just a little bit ago, and their Bravo show returned last night. We saw all kinds of drama. So Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz, they're supposed to be Jax's best men at his wedding. But Sandoval got the boot. Tom says that Jax demoted him to groomsmen because he missed the pre-bachelor party to be with his mom on Mother's Day. Now, Jax says he did it because Tom ghosted him for weeks and was neglecting his duties. Mm-hmm. They eventually did make up. Tom got his role back. But have you ever demoted, or would you ever demote a friend saying, like, you're not doing a good job as maid of honor or best man, so you're going to have to just take it down a notch?
I kind of think it's dumb that people actually name a maid of honor or our best man before the wedding comes around. I feel like when I do get married finally, hopefully you guys are still alive when it happens.
We will be.
Are still walking or still want to be around me. But I think what I would do is I would name my bridal party, my groomsmen, and then say, okay, let's see what the next year and a half brings out, the person who is there the most, the person who's helping me the most, the person who wants to plan parties and wants to come on the trips, that person I'm going to name as my best man a month before the wedding.
You want them to sort of self-elect, like whoever comes to you, because it is...
I want Hunger Games. I want a Hunger Games situation.
It is surprising.
And you say I'm a diva. I was nothing like that.
No, I'm not going to be a diva. I just want to see, like...
You want them to compete for the title.
I mean, I don't want to give you a job. I don't want to say, hey, girl, thank you, and maid of honor, and then you ghost me and disappear, and you make the year about yourself.
It's also because, you know, your best friend at the time could maybe be going through something that's opposite of what you're going through and isn't the best version of themselves, and then at that point, you're like, okay, maybe this is not the best time for you to be my maid of honor.
See.
It's true. Like, I had a maid of honor. She was my best friend since the seventh grade. I recently had a falling out with my other best friend, and so she was going to be my maid of honor regardless, and am I the one who was my maid of honor isn't the best at plan, you know, but she did a good enough job or whatever, but...
Yeah.
It really depends.
She was crazy at her
wedding. It was a lot.
She was crazy at her wedding.
I don't know. I think that's harsh to demote you. I think it's kind of harsh. I mean, I think you know the people well enough whenever you select something like that, that it's like, it shouldn't really matter, you know, like what all they do for you. It should be like, you're like my sister and I need you up there because you're like my sister.
Well, that's why you make it like a horror movie and the last man standing is your best man.
And you say I'm crazy.
I can't wait till Justin gets married, and he literally is making us do like security checks.
I know,
like valet as well. Have to go through running. Like,
we'll all have to present possible bachelor party ideas.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
It's gonna be a boardroom. We're gonna be like, and this is the spreadsheet I created for the next year and a half of your life.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up, Super Nanny is back. She says it's okay to fight in front of your kids, but there's one thing you absolutely have to do. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Moms and dads, listen up. Super Nanny Joe Frost says it is okay to disagree in front of your children.
Aww.
On one condition. Joe tells People Now it's important for parents to show solution and the journey of working out a disagreement. So do you agree with that? Is it okay to fight as long as the kids see you make up? I think that's important.
Yeah.
I think that's important.
As long as you guys are good at it. Like, here's the thing. Like, there are certain fights you have with your significant other where you're like, we're not going to be coming to a solution anytime soon, so it's better to just drop it, and then we'll just have the conversation later. And then there are certain minor disagreements where you can be like, yeah, okay, let's just... Then you can show the resolution.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to, like, pick the right ones.
I also feel like it's kind of, I mean, the way I was growing up, it's virtually impossible to shield your children from an argument you're having with their father or mother for their whole lives. Like, that is not realistic.
I do know, we had a producer, Allie, who said that she knows somebody who had, her parents didn't really, like, ever fight in front of them. Like, growing up, they always would take it outside or take it into another room, which is such discipline. I don't know that I can, like, calm myself down enough to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
You know, I mean, I always had... fears that in a relationship, I wouldn't know how to communicate with my partner because I grew up in a single family home.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom never, ever had to have a conversation with my dad or vice versa because they didn't really live together. So it wasn't until I moved to LA and I started working for Kyle and Mauricio that I learned how married people spoke about bills, about finances, about their kids, about everything.
Interesting.
And it was almost like I had great role models. So it was like those 5 years of working in that house really taught me a lot about being in a relationship and really talking things out and figuring out how, when to push and when to pull. So it was interesting.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
And it's never too learned too late, as some people say, because yes. A lot of people say, oh, you learn your communication styles when you're younger, when you're in your
teenage years. I agree with you. You can evolve. I've learned so much about myself in the past year that my communication styles and the way I handle conflict or situations are completely different from a year ago.
Yeah.
Like, you
yeah.
can completely improve upon that. I think I'm going to be somebody that when I get remarried and have a child, like, I'm going to fight in front of my children. Like, I just know that that's going to be something. My parents fought in front of me sometimes. They've been together 35 years. They're in love with each other. They have dinner together every night and breakfast every... I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's
crazy.
You know,
it's just a part of life.
I think that the way my family, and I see it, we all do it. My brothers, my mom, my dad, and now... And I've noticed we even do it with our significant others sometimes, too. We got in such a habit in my family of fighting where we'll say something, like, where it's like, you're being so freaking annoying right now, or something rude, and then... But it's gone. It literally has, like, no effect. Like, we can go into another room and 5 minutes later be like, so are we going to have the chicken or the lasagna for dinner? Like, it's dropped. But not everybody responds to that because someone's like, you just called me annoying and you want me to just forget about that 5 seconds later? And I'm like...
I'm a Scorpio. I'm a Scorpio. We're going to drag this on for a while.
Right?
I'm like you. I literally will say something. It'll go into the world, and I'll be like, I don't even remember that. And then my partner would be like, I'm not, or hold on to it and not say anything. And I'm like, you're still upset about that? Like, it's very important to have somebody that shares the same communication styles. Like, you can just move on.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's hard. Like, my family fought non-verbally.
Okay.
Like, I knew that when my mother looked at me a certain way, like,
you knew what that
I knew meant. It was time to stop. We're going to talk about this at home. I also knew you're going to get it when we get home. I knew what those moments were. Now dating in Los Angeles, and, you know, my last boyfriend was the whitest thing ever. I was trying to have those fights with him, and he was not picking up the cues. And I'm like, listen, I'm going to have to teach you the cues.
Yeah, right, that's
because
true.
Because we, like, that's our nonverbal way of saying, shut up, not right here in front of these people.
And we'll deal with this later.
We'll deal with this
later. And he's like, what's going on? What's wrong? And you're like, no.
He's like, wait, oh, my God, you're twitching. Your eye's twitching. Is everything okay? And I'm like, I'm fine. Are you?
Yeah.
Like,
that's so funny because we were very verbal. We would say it in front of anybody. We'd be like, you're being an idiot.
You also grew up with brothers, too. Like,
were you the girl who got away with the... Because I remember the first time I ever, like, heard one of my friends who were a little bit richer, they would say, Mom, you're a bitch. And I was like, oh, your mom's going to kill you. Like, were you that girl?
I could never
You remember
say
the girl
that,
who would curse her mom out? Mm-hmm. You were the girl. She was the girl!
No.
Not
I don't
a bitch,
think
but
I...
annoying.
Karina,
yeah.
Were you that girl?
Not my mom is standing right there.
Like, I've never said anything but beautiful things about her
Absolutely.
My whole life. All right, guys, coming up, if you don't feel like hitting the gym today, it's not a big deal because our expert is showing us how you can eat your way to six-pack abs. That's
yes,
next.
Ma'am.
Skip the workout and instead eat your way to six-pack abs. Integrative nutritionist Karina Heinrich is here to explain that what we put in our bodies is more important than hitting the gym.
Every gay man out there is calling you a fraud right now. Because we believe in the gym.
Okay, but there's only so many crunches you can do. If you eat totally wrong, you're not going to get the six-pack.
True.
I've heard that.
So it all really does start in the kitchen. And the easiest thing to change are your liquids. So,
by the way, I'm happy that you brought this up because they make fun of me every morning because I have this every single
since
morning.
Since I was 16 years old, speeds up your metabolism, will help you get rid of fat. People don't like doing it in the shots, but I do it straight up.
I do it in
you
the tea.
You can put it in your tea, liquids. So water.
No, we make fun of you because it stinks. But, and then we sit one.
But I'm healthy.
But it works. It works.
Apple cider vinegar, by the way.
Apple cider
vinegar. Tell you what it was.
Yes. And then you have the water. You know, I'm huge on water. I actually recommend 10 glasses a day, especially if you are working out, and 30 minutes before a mealtime to cut down on what you're eating.
Yeah, that's
and then
good
we have teas. I'm huge on teas. Black tea will actually reduce waist circumference.
Ooh.
So these are easy additions into your
okay,
life.
Okay, I'm in.
Yes. Like it. And then we have breakfast, which...
What do you feel? Because a lot of people are doing the intermittent fasting, which you've talked about on the show before. Do you think you should skip breakfast or not skip breakfast?
I think that's nowadays breakfast is each to their own, but I do highly recommend whatever your first meal is, be a really strong meal so you're not crashing.
So what's this?
So this is the Karina Method Matcha Coconut Bowl. I'm going to kind of give you all of your favorites on top. But basically, you want a breakfast that has a lot of fiber, clean carbs, and protein. So this has all of that. And then you can top it with any of your favorite fruits. You have the healthy fats.
Right
I even have bee pollen. You have flax, collagen powder, nuts.
Why is collagen powder important? Everybody's on this collagen powder kick, and I don't know why.
Because
I mean, I know
as,
it's for your
as
skin.
As we age, we really do reduce collagen.
Ew.
So the easiest way to get that back.
Okay, so it's good for like
hair, skin.
Okay.
Yes. So here is my matcha bowl.
What's in the matcha bowl?
So in it we have coconut, we have peanut butter, banana. So we're really starting the day strong. So you don't have that crash and it lasts you until lunch. Because when you're trying to get abs, you want things that are going to have high digestion, right? And that keeps the fiber up high.
What's the base in this? A yogurt?
No, I don't use any yogurt. So a lot of times people will have smoothies with so many calories. And I want you to get rid of the dairy, the fruit juices, and really make your base these easily digestible proteins.
Nice. This is great, actually.
I'm glad you like it.
Does it hold up in the refrigerator well?
It absolutely does.
So that's
why it's thicker, and that's what you put it in a bowl.
Yes.
We do not function that early in the morning.
We don't, and I feel like a smoothie, you down it, and the calories are gone. Mm-hmm. So this is like you sit down, and you're actually mindful about what you're eating.
What am I having for lunch after a workout or during the day?
So ab-worthy meal. Now, salad dressings are sometimes ruin your whole salad. Mm-hmm. So this is the Karina Method Ultimate Organic Salad Dressing.
All right.
So my secret ingredient is actually cinnamon, because it's hard healthy, it'll speed up your metabolism. So as I'm making this, I want you to start making this Karina Method jarred salad. So we have chicken, quinoa. Meal prep is really hard. You just set a mornings, but this takes no time.
This
put it in
amazing.
Your bag.
In the jar.
In the jar.
Is that
in
the perfect portion?
It's the perfect portion for people, and I think portion size really matters when you're trying to get rid of that extra layer of fat.
You see, that's why I mess up, because I think, oh, I can eat healthy, but I'm having 17 pieces of chicken and 45 bowls of quinoa.
Exactly, and protein is so important. So basically, this is the Karina Method's high, low, lean in a jar. So you want your high fiber, which you're getting with your spinach and your, you know, berries, whatever fruit you like, you can put in this. Mm-hmm. But protein is so important. So you don't necessarily have chicken in here, because a lot of people like chicken, but you can do salmon, shrimp. Protein is what you're going to do to rebuild that muscle.
What protein do you suggest?
So quinoa is pure protein.
Okay,
so
great.
You put sweet potatoes, quinoa. You guys, you know I love bee pollen, but it's highly, highly, highly easily digestible protein that you can sprinkle on your smoothie. You can sprinkle inside your salad.
But Karina, what if I don't like spinach? What's another great green that has all this?
I love arugula.
Arugula.
So arugula is amazing.
You know what else is good? Putting a few like herbs in your salad. Like if you like cilantro or any of those things, it adds like a little extra flavor.
Those clean carbs.
I'm on a budget, okay?
And you can buy a premix that has the herbs, just so you know.
This is about making your life easy. We're trying to get back in shape where the holidays are done. You want, again, the really lean proteins, clean carbs, and fiber. Think that when you're going into your meal.
Yeah, this is unbelievable.
Sorry, I'm so glad you like
spoon.
It. But you guys, the really important station is sitting over there.
Oops, live TV.
Oops, all the knots. Okay, so you can work out at the gym all day long, but if this is your primary diet, you are not going to get rid of that layer of fat.
True.
It's impossible.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question, because, you know, it was whole, no bread, and then wheat bread is fine, and then whole wheat bread is fine. If you're going to have bread, what's the one to go for?
I like sprouted bread because I'm not gluten-free, but I want something that's easily digestible. So I would say either go whole wheat, because you need those real grains, or go sprouted, but definitely not white. You're getting, you're basically getting no nutrition. So this is about adding nutrition, adding energy, adding things that are gonna speed up your metabolism, and getting rid of the things that we know are these empty calories.
Yeah,
this is
let
cute.
Me give you guys,
put this in your bag, and then you can either pour the dressing on, or, you know, carry it with you.
Let's pour it in, let's shake it up.
But this is unbelievable. Tequila, lime juice, a little bit of this, amazing.
Wait, that's a whole other segment, Justin.
All right.
Okay, now put the lid on and shake it up, and you have your salad that's gonna keep you
full the rest of the
awesome.
Day.
I know, this is cool. I love that, and it's so cute.
And where can people find all of these recipes?
You can go to my Instagram, at the Karina Method, and you can download all of my guides, recipe, my new rule book to get you six-pack ready.
I love all your recipes.
And coming soon, pregnant.
Oh, good. Yes, I need that. Yes. Can you get that out like within the next 3 months or so?
I'm on it,
Up next, you guys, artificial humans are here. Are they cool or totally creepy? We'll discuss. Thank you, Karina.
Thank you for having me.
These are delicious.
Artificial humans are now a real thing. Samsung's Neon has unveiled video chatbots that look and act like real people. Holy crap.
What is happening to the world?
I don't know.
This
they can
is
show
really...
emotions. They can learn from experiences. Now, they're not like Alexa. You can't ask them about the weather or to play your favorite song. The company does say these virtual beings can help with goal-oriented tasks or be personalized to assist you. They can act as teachers, financial advisors, healthcare providers, actors, and lucky us, TV anchors.
I can tell it's fake.
It's only a matter of time.
I can tell they're fake.
How?
They gave the black lady way too much neck movement. They overdid it. They overdid it.
This is so crazy. I'm like enthralled by it. Like, what is happening? Like, that, is this really like we're just being replaced by these things now?
Eventually.
It's funny how like people literally don't realize that all the technology that they're creating is gonna really feed into the problem of unemployment. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a scary thing.
And like, are we replaceable?
We apparently
absolutely
could be. I don't know. I mean, not on a show like this.
No, we are the hard topics we discuss. You try it, robot.
Try it.
You try it.
Yeah. Try it.
You talk about Gwyneth Paltrow for an hour, see how you do. Okay.
Actually, don't try it. I'm trying to.
By the way, don't try it. I'm
just kidding.
It reminds me of that ScarJo movie where she's the robot and
her.
It's like her. Yes. I feel like people are going to have these connections to these people, right?
I know.
The lonelier
because
you
are. Also, these people are not going to backstab you. They're not going to talk about you. They're not going to be sources.
You can program them to compliment you every day.
Okay.
They could be everything
hold
you've
on.
Ever wanted.
Robot. Hold on. When Carissa goes on maternity leave, can we get the robot in here?
Can we make a robot version of me?
Because nobody
It'll
throws a compliment. Nobody throws a compliment at my ass over here.
Oh, my God.
All right. Would you have one? Would you get one?
I don't even let Alexa in my home.
I don't either.
Siri is not on my phone. Nothing like that. I just don't trust where technology is going. And I'm telling you right now, I find it more and more fascinating that, watch, we're having these conversations about Gwyneth Paltrow, about Goop. I'm telling you, in 2 seconds, it's going to be on my phone. Mm-hmm. I was having a conversation with somebody about a mutual friend that we knew. All of a sudden, Facebook popped up on my phone. You have to put these things away from you because they're tracking everything
you say. It's true. I don't even back up to the cloud.
Yeah.
I don't back up anything.
If I
lose a phone, it's those photos are gone. Not that there's anything on that phone, to be quite frankly, but honest, swear. But I don't think
as a society, we're socially awkward in general.
More
and this
so
only
now.
Makes us more socially
and
awkward.
I was talking about this yesterday with somebody. Like, when was the last time you got into an elevator without your phone?
I know.
Imagine the horror. And then you have to say hello.
The horror.
I actually do say hello to people.
I do. I say hello. I'm actually quite friendly. But like, if I was in an elevator up 30 floors with no phone, I couldn't smile. I mean, that's
it's a stressful situation.
I'm getting stressed out thinking about it. It's a lot.
Yeah.
You need to be on, you need to constantly be able to socially awkward. Like, if you don't have something to kind of like
be your shield so nobody talks to you.
Yeah.
I know. It's socially awkward.
It's scary.
And, like, and I think that's all technology does. That sometimes, like, the more advanced it gets, the less we feel
we
compelled to talk to each other.
That's the sad part.
I know. I don't like that.
I like it.
All right. Don't go away, you guys. Lots more Daily Pop coming up after the break. Send us your thoughts.
Bring back AIM chat.
Ooh. I love AIM.
AIM was the bomb. I was the black quack on AIM.
All right, are you guys like Justin and name your plants? Mm-hmm. Well, Mashable released a list of 99 plant names. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them are random, like Baby Yoda. Mm-hmm. That's actually kind of cute.
That is cute.
Others are puns, like Snake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
Or a snake plant. Or Ariana Grande for a ponytail palm.
Ooh.
Now, you...
That's cute.
Named yours what?
Keanu Leaves.
Unbelievable.
And then I have another one named Kevin Duplant after the basketball player.
Okay, and what
Why do I name it?
What's the inspiration behind those names?
Those are his friends.
Those are my friends.
At home.
You know, I used to date a guy who would name his plants, and he told me the reason why he names his plants and gives them a backstory, which is kind of weird, is that he cares for them more.
You talk to them. Also, if you talk to a plant, it's a living, breathing thing. It responds to you. It grows more.
Mm-hmm.
It's very true.
I've never been able to keep a plant alive in my life.
Oh, my plant's doing well. She's thriving. I went to Mexico. She got a little dry, and then I.
Your plant is a cactus.
It's not a cactus.
You don't even have to touch it.
No, I have to water it once a week. I haven't figured out her name. Nothing's fit. We tried to do it. Wasn't it Hermione? And I just didn't feel like that was her.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, I'm
still working on it.
We're just like, she's just there.
All right. That's it for today. But come back tomorrow. We are talking love languages and how to spice up your relationship. Plus, we're working out with the trainer who keeps all the stars in fit. See you. Bye.
Bye. Ta-ta.
Sandra.
Sandra.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.